This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 13. So thankful. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 7. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which one of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." A sinful woman met Jesus. She gave Jesus an extravagant gift of gratitude by washing his feet and pouring perfume on them. Simon the Pharisee knew that this woman was sinful, and he didn't think it was right for Jesus to accept a gift like that from such a woman. But Jesus said that the woman's sinfulness was all the more reason for him to accept her gift. Because she had been forgiven such great sin, her gratitude and love for Jesus was also great. We might read this story and imagine ourselves as the Pharisee. We might sense Jesus calling us to be more accepting of sinners. But what's even more important is to imagine ourselves as the woman. Every one of us has sinned greatly and needs to be forgiven by Jesus. Because every one of us is offered forgiveness by Jesus, we all have reason to show abundant love and gratitude to him, as this woman did. Jesus has shown us all so much forgiveness, more than we even know. So let's give thanks to him and pour out our life as a fragrant offering to the Lord. Walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Pray with me. God, we confess that we have sinned much, and you have forgiven us much. We can never repay you, yet we offer our whole lives to you in gratitude and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.